Spyware was found on government employee phones, several popular routers are riddled with flaws, and cryptocurrency scams are on the rise. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris and this is ThreatWire for December 7, 2021. This is your weekly summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. A huge thank you to Marcus912, Cosmic Disaster, and Hector for joining this week on Patreon, patreon.com/threatwire, as always, to keep the show ad-free. And if you want to support the show but you don't want to join on Patreon, I totally understand. You can grab your own ThreatWire merchandise for the holidays at the link down below and use the coupon code TURKEY for a discount while you're at it. And with that, on to the news. News broke on December 3rd that at least 9 U.S. State Department employees were targeted by spyware made by the Israeli firm NSO Group, which just so happens to be the company that Apple recently sued for abuses against their users due to the Pegasus spyware. Another report stated this affected at least 11 individuals. Now, Apple informed the U.S. government that iPhones of these employees were targeted, all of whom were focusing on Ugandan efforts or concerns, some of whom were based in that country at the time of the hack. NSO Group claimed that they did not know anything about this, but they did shut down access for some of their customers while investigating. They also stated that if a customer was found to be doing this with their tools, they would be terminated permanently and legal actions would take place. NSO Group did not publicly name any customers as being involved, and they also claimed they don't have any knowledge of how their products are used by their customers once they are purchased. Now, this was disclosed shortly after the Commerce Department decided to put the NSO Group on a known entity list, which bans any U.S. company from doing business with them. All parties involved did not offer any additional comments, and we do not know if these two actions are actually related. Now, Apple notified the affected individuals, and they discovered that they are government employees due to their .gov email addresses. They were also able to determine the infections because in every single case, the phone was attacked through a graphics processing vulnerability that Apple had learned of and fixed in September. The iOS exploit was called Forced Entry, and we had previously discussed this one as well, and it is used to deploy that Pegasus spyware. While the NSO Group has said that they have rules in place so U.S. citizens cannot be targeted, like blocking numbers starting with that +1 country code, this case, the employees had foreign phone numbers registered on the iPhones. NSO Group has continually argued that their tools help to combat terrorism and crimes, and their customers are vetted. But I guess time will tell if that is the case. Shout out to David on the ThreatWire Patreon for recommending this story. 9 different routers have had a total of 226 potential vulnerabilities affecting them, including some of which that are fully updated to the latest firmware. Now, these include brands that are very popular like ASUS, D-Link, Netgear, TP-Link, Synology, Linksys, AVM, and Edimax. The TP-Link Archer AX6000, for example, has 32 of these different flaws, and Synology's RT2600 AC has 30 different flaws. Netgear's Nighthawk AX12 has 29 issues, and the ASUS ROG Rapture has 25. The D-Link box has a vulnerability that allowed the researchers to gain local privileges and get shell access, eventually allowing them to extract the AES encryption key. The vulnerabilities were discovered by IoT Inspector researchers in a partnership with Chip Magazine, and it focused on small business and home user routers. In each and every case, a router was provided by the manufacturer, it's fully updated, and Chip and IoT Inspector checked for 5,000 CVEs and security flaws. They found many were still vulnerable to attacks, including many attacks considered high risk. The problems associated with these vulnerabilities were common. Problems like the router using an outdated Linux kernel, or using weak passwords for default, like admin, and having hard-coded credentials in plain text fully available. In each manufacturer's case, the brand did respond swiftly by offering fixes via firmware updates. And in the case of Synology, I did want to mention, the updates should also benefit other connected Synology devices as well. Now, there are several different ways that you can circumvent potential attacks using these vulnerabilities, or any for that matter in terms of routers in general. Applying available security updates is very important, enabling auto update if available, changing default passwords, disabling remote access, and also disabling UPnP and WPS are highly recommended. I love it when y'all send me these adorable pictures of your pets. So these are a few from my Hush Puppy Patreon Alliance members. You can always support this content and keep it ad-free for as little as $2 per month. And I do currently have a special deal going on the Patreon account. And you can also get a slew of perks at the same time. Each and every single Alliance member gets over 10 perks as soon as you sign up at patreon.com/threatwire. And I greatly appreciate your support. And with that, on to the third news story. Several cryptocurrency scams and thefts have been going on and on the rise lately. Bitmart, a large-scale cryptocurrency trading platform, had a security breach that led to more than $150 million in cryptocurrency stolen. This affects two hot wallets on the Ethereum blockchain and Binance Smart Chain, with the total loss being around closer to $200 million as reported. Now, this happened due to a stolen private key, and Bitmart suspended withdrawals after discovering this issue. They plan to resume operations today on December 7th. Bitmart disclosed the breach and the stolen funds, promising to use its own funds to compensate affected users. This news comes on the heels of another crypto theft of $119 million from Badger DAO, another blockchain-based decentralized finance platform. In this case, the platform received reports from users of unauthorized withdrawals, totaling about 2,100 Bitcoin and 151 Ethereum. It was discovered this attack happened against Badger DAO's Cloudflare account, and Badger DAO paused all smart contracts at that time. According to team members, an unknown attacker injected a malicious script into the company's front end by the way of a compromised API key for their Cloudflare account. Attackers have tried new ways to scam users out of their cryptocurrency too. For example, as reported by a Solidity developer named She Generates, a scam is being used in the real world to trick individuals into going to a website that claims to be a decentralized exchange. In this scheme, the scammer airdrops tokens supposedly worth $30,000 in cryptocurrency, but it is in fact a useless token used to fish victims into granting access to a MetaMask crypto wallet. She Generates recommends users do not interact with randomly sent tokens and do not go to custom sites for those specific tokens, as that could be a phishing scam. If your cryptocurrency does get stolen, it would be very hard to retrieve. Some platforms do offer protection, but not all. Experts recommend moving funds out of hot wallets and into cold wallets that are not connected to the internet. Changing your email accounts and updating your passwords are important if you have been affected by a theft. Some platforms may offer to freeze your funds if your wallet is under attack, and reporting thefts can help as well, since you could take part in potential future lawsuits. Hey, do you want more security content? Subscribe over at youtube.com/ShannonMorse for more holiday videos, including my annual hacker gift guide, which I just posted last week. It's got tons of ideas for you. Do not forget to like and subscribe to this channel as well. I'm Shannon Morse, and I'll see you on the internet.